I mean, I think it's probably a stretch to consider what happened to poor Alexis good luck, but I think maybe some may think, oh, well, you know what? That's a sign of good luck for a new place.
Okay, all about perspective.
Yeah, it's 99.7 DJX. This is Setting the Bar story, Kelly, which is...
That's an example of what not to do or something we hope doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without being terrorized by a burglar at your new apartment, you're doing okay.
Except it wasn't a burglar?
Yeah, it was a raccoon.
Oh, that's where the good luck comes in.
Yeah, good luck. Like, woodland creatures love your place. It's a sign of good luck. They think it's amazing.
Or just glad it wasn't a burglar.
Right. Or maybe there's that. Alexis, though, this is right up in Cincinnati.
They were too loud to be mice. Almost like it's as if it's dragging things up there.
Yeah, so she... This raccoon... And listen, I know raccoons.
Raccoons are going to raccoon, right?
I was going to say, raccoons are going to raccoon. Like, you know, we have an outdoor cat, and so we leave some food and water out for it, and the raccoons are like, hey, thanks. Love it. I'm going to keep coming back because I know there's food there.
They're trash pandas. Yes.
Yes.
It is a raccoon prowling my home.
Yeah. And so Alexis is like, she thought at first it was a burglar, but then it kept coming back. And then she's like, it's too loud to be mice. Uh-huh. And then Yes discovers it's a raccoon that keeps coming back.
This is where the animal comes and goes.
Yeah. And so she like videos herself showing like, okay, this is exactly how the raccoon's getting in and out of my apartment.
And kind of made a home in a cabinet.
Yes.
My kitchen cabinet where I serve food to my young children.
Yeah, and so like the raccoon does everything in that cabinet. Does everything in that cabinet.
Oh, they poo-poo in the pee-pee.
Yeah, so it turns into, it's a health thing now, so.
She's got footage of him everywhere in her house.
Yes.
The footage is amazing.
Yeah, the raccoon's just like, yeah, it's mine.
He's just raccooning in the house.
Yeah, this is my place.
He's made himself at home, clearly. This is insane.
Listen, this is what happens when you give animals opposable thumbs.
Uh-huh. Oh, and it shows a close-up of a poo.
I know. The camera
had to zoom. The news camera had to zoom in on the dropping.
Listen, the poor little trash panda can't work the toilet because...
Right. Or, it's a little tall.
Yeah, maybe a little tall for the little guy. So, yeah. Anyways.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Good luck or a Setting the Bar story? Definitely a Setting the Bar story.
Yes, but I guess she's probably glad it's not a human burglar.
That keeps coming back?
Her place. Yeah.
I mean, yes, to some degree, but then it's like you capture the burglar and you get rid of them. Then it's like this little trash panda. It's like, how are you going to prevent others from getting in?
Right, yes.
I mean, you seal it up, but they're going to find a way.
Do we have a conversation with the raccoon like you can't live here?
Hey, buddy, this isn't your place.
Hey bud, no. And you've had your fun. Go away.
And the raccoon's like, hey, Alexis, you just moved in. I've been here.
I like it here. Yep.
I've been here.
Yep.
This may be a new place. That's right. This may be a new apartment to you, but I've lived here. All right. So anyway, Setting the Bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without being terrorized by burglars, which is a raccoon.
Oh, wow.
Yep. You're doing okay.